This podcast is part of the Self Defense Radio Network.
Hey, this is Paul Lathrop from the Polite Society Podcast. You know, a long time ago, I was looking for a tactical mall ninja podcast, and I fell upon this one, and I like this much better. You're listening to Bob Main and the Handgun World Podcast, a practical show for a practical guy like me.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob Main. Welcome to another episode of the Handgun World Podcast. I carry a gun because I can't carry a cop. I think this is going to be episode 430, or it's going to be part of episode 430, but I'll apologize in advance if I'm just a little bit off. I am in the Handgun World mobile studio again, making a trip, and I want to talk to you. I want to get started here. Talking about a training class that I recently took. Let me first start by reminding you that November 4th and 5th, Paul Carlson of the Safety Solutions Academy is coming down to San Antonio, Texas. So to all of my Texas brothers and sisters, especially if you're in South Texas or Central Texas, come train. It's going to be a good class. Myself and Ben Branham will be there, and we are going to be students. As you might remember from the last episode, I'm dedicating the rest of 2017 and 2018 to just being a student and getting my skills up to par, up to where I like them, becoming a better shooter, a better defensive shooter, a better competition shooter, and all around. So that year and a quarter should be able to get me sharpened up, and then maybe I'll start doing some more teaching after that. But, and most of you know, I've kind of come to a different chapter here in my life after everything now has settled down, after all the stress and everything that I have been through in the last 2 years, and I'm just working it all out in my brain. So I love to shoot, I love to train, I love to compete, and I love to do podcasts about it, and that's what I'm going to do all the way through 2018. So recently, I took a training class. I drove up to Lincoln, Texas, which is, east of Austin, a little ways. The whole thing was about a two-hour drive from my house, but well worth it. And I took Defensive Pistol 1 with Carl Wren at KR Training. And, you know, you might say, well, why did you take Defensive Pistol 1, Bob? Because I am a big believer of going back to the basics. I believe everybody needs to go back to the basics. Professional athletes still show up for practice because they need it. And let's all not forget that repetition is the mother of learning. Okay, repetition, it's the mother of learning. So, I'm glad I did it, because there were some real good techniques taught in that class that I thought were very good. And I want to talk about those. So again, KR Training, Carl Wren. Get on the internet and just do a search for KR Training if you're interested in going. I'm probably going to go again next month, and I'm going to take his Defensive Pistols 2 and maybe his Force on Force class. They're all four-hour classes, I really like that format. For me, 4 hours seems to work real well. My attention span is not a whole lot longer than that. So that worked out very, very well for me, and I can see how it works well for other people, because it shortens the time commitment, but he packs a lot of information into a four-hour class. So let me talk about some things. I really like how Carl teaches doing the after-action assessment. He teaches it a lot like Ben Branham and I teach, doing the after-action assessment after you have stop the bad guy. You need to look around. You need to check left. You need to check right. You need to look behind you. And there are assistant instructors behind you, behind the line, that are holding up signs. And sometimes a sign will say left. So you got to get facing downrange towards the threat again and shoot the guy on the left. So you might have shot the bad guy in front of you, but then when you do your after action assessment, when the assistant instructor holds up left, you got to shoot the guy on the left. Or the sign might say head, and you got to shoot the guy, turn around and shoot the guy in the head. Shoot something different. So I like that, because what it does is it forces people to really do an assessment. One thing I've seen on the range in training classes is, you know, people just go through the motions. They just, you know, flip their head to the left, flip their head to the right. They never looked at anything. They never took the time to really do a complete assessment of their surroundings. And that's so important in a defensive situation. So I like that. It kind of creates a little bit of confusion. And it forces you to react to different stimulus. And I really like that. You know, Carl and his assistant instructors did a real good job of kind of trying to confuse us a little bit and make us think. Because this is a thinking person's game, right? I shouldn't call it a game. Why do I say that? Shooting a defensive gun use is not a game. Shame on me. But you got to be a thinker. And you have to be able to react to different stimuli. And so I like that. And like I said, I also really like the concept of a four-hour class, because at least for me, it seems to be a way that I can keep good concentration throughout the entire training experience and not get too tired and not lose too much focus. Carl breaks the draw stroke down to four steps, which I really like. It makes a lot of sense. I like his four-step draw stroke. And the whole focus of the class, Defensive Pistol 1, was to get us used to drawing and making that first hit and doing it quickly, efficiently, and making the first hit, because that's a big deal. Now, folks, you can make an argument, well, is it really true that the person who makes the first hit in a defensive gun situation, is that really true that that's the person that wins the fight, Bob? You know, you can find exceptions to everything. But I would think, yes, it's probably true. The person that makes the first shot in a defensive situation and makes that first shot a good hit is probably the most likely to win that fight. And that's exactly what it is. It's a fight. So, you know, send me some email if you want, if you got some comments. I'm going to cover a voicemail in the second half of this show, and I'm going to cover a couple of listener emails as well that are, there's some really good stuff that I'm going to talk about that listeners participated in. So Carl had us gradually increasing our speed. You know, first, I think he gave us like 3 seconds to draw and make a good hit. I mean, that's incredibly a long time. And then he shortened it, and we had to do it in 2 seconds, and then a second and a half, and then like 1 second. And that was the goal. Draw and make a good hit in 1 second. I think if you can do that, if you can draw and make a real good hit in 1 second from a self-defense distance, which is probably 3 to 7 yards most of the time, 3 to 7 yards, then I think you're doing well. And he also had some reactive targets there, which I thought was pretty good. He had some targets that would fall down when you made a proper hit. Again, a proper hit. The target would fall over. The bad guy would fall over. That was kind of cool because we did some man-on-man stuff there. You know, some challenging. In other words, you had to shoot against another person. And the person that made their target drop first, they won. And they got to keep shooting. If you lost, you had to quit shooting. If you won, you had to keep shooting, or you got to keep shooting. That was good. I really liked that part of the class as well, because it makes you concentrate and get good at speed, but also making a good hit. A balance of speed and precision. A balance of speed and precision. Precision. So that's what I'm learning, and I love learning, folks. It's so great. And I'm really happy with the decision I made to take a step back from teaching for a while. I'm going to get back into it, folks. Look, I'm going to get back into teaching defensive handgun techniques, beyond concealed carry techniques. I'm going to get back into that. You know, Ben's probably going to keep instructing next year. But until I get back into that, I'm going to be sharpening up my skills. I'm going to be going back to Carl Wren's school at KR Training and taking some more training over there, because I really, really do like his teaching style and the style of his assistant instructors. They're good as well, and they do a real good job. And also, personally, working with people, I had some issues with my draw stroke. Yeah, believe it or not, I had some issues that I didn't know I had. And they were able to help me perfect that and get a little bit better at that. So I encourage you, if you can make it, I know that I got listeners everywhere and even international listeners, but if you're either in the great state of Texas or you're visiting the great gun-friendly state of Texas, check out KR Training. And this is a free plug for Carl's classes, because you know, I'm not making anything advertising his classes, in full disclosure. I am just telling you, because I believe the greatest service and the greatest loyalty that I have is to my listeners. So if something's good, I'm going to tell you about it. If something's bad, I'm going to tell you about that too. And then you can make your own decisions on all that. Quick break, and I'll be right back.
This is Rob Morse of the Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast. I'm reminding you that this podcast is one of the many good ones on the Self-Defense Radio Network. Check out the other podcasts at selfdefenseradio.net.
Hey, during the break, let me put out a reminder about our Shooters Club. Ben and I keep putting up a lot of really good videos on the Shooters Club, and for only $8 a month, or $75 a year for an annual membership, you can watch a lot of really, really good instructional videos, and you can support the Handgun World Podcast and the Modern Self-Protection Podcast. As I mentioned, for the month of September, all of the money that I earn from that and my Amazon store, I am donating to people who are participating in Hurricane Harvey relief. And we got to keep helping those people. You know, let's not let that get out of our mind. I'm putting a call out to you. Let's not let that get out of our mind. These people are going to need help for months and months and maybe even a year or two. So whatever you can do to help, whether it's financially or whether it's, you know, sending supplies or whether it's volunteering your time or whatever, do it. And so I'm putting my money out there for the entire month of September. Those earnings are going to help people who are helping the folks recover from Hurricane Harvey. My Amazon store is also another great way to support the Handgun World Podcast. Make your Amazon purchases through the Amazon store that's on my webpage. Also, let me remind you about voicemails. My voicemail phone number, 210-646-1727. That's 210-646-1727. And leave a message, 3 minutes or less. I'll put you on the podcast, respond to what you have put out there. Last but not least, the last announcement I want to make. Most of you know, by the time I hit episode 450, I'm going to take a little bit of a sabbatical, take a step back, and just take a break from podcasting for a little while and do what I need to do. I'm looking for guest hosts. One person has already emailed me and said that he wants to record a segment. That's great. You know, all you got to do is just maybe record a segment. I'll probably record introductions and conclusions to each episode. But if you want to send me a segment like 10 or 15 minutes long on a topic that you feel you're good at talking about, or maybe some experiences, that would be great. And I'll probably take about a month off, maybe even about 6 weeks off. So that'll be good. If you want to send in some stuff like that, that would be super. And I look forward to it. Just either send me an email. The best way to email me is handgunworld@gmail.com. That's handgunworld@gmail.com. Or drop me a voicemail, and I'll call you back, and we can discuss it. All right, that's it for the break. Hang on just a minute, and segment number two is coming up.
This is Sean from the Gunblog Variety Cast. Unlike Bob, I was in the military. but that was a long time ago. Now what I need is a practical podcast from a practical guy. That's why I listen to Bob Main's Handgun World podcast on the Self Defense Radio Network.
All right, I'm back. Please remember this show is sponsored by Concealment Solutions, some of the best makers of holsters out there, and I personally use them. There are a lot of good holster makers out there these days. We live in the golden age of holster making, as well as the golden age of manufacturing handguns. I have pretty much switched to outside the waistband carry because the Concealment Solutions Cobra is so good and so concealable. I just love it. I got it. I got five or six of them. The Black Mamba CE, those are great. Just about everything Jason makes, ConcealmentSolutions.com. Check it out, ConcealmentSolutions.com. The coupon code at checkout called Handgun World. If you use the Handgun World coupon code, you'll get 10% off your order on everything except the belts. So I want to address a voicemail right now. I got a really good voicemail. It came in a few weeks ago. If you want to call the show, folks, it's pretty easy to do. Area code 210-646-1727, 210-646-1727. Let's listen to this voicemail.
Hey, Bob. Jim from Roanoke, Indiana. Probably been listening to your podcast for approximately 2 years, maybe a little more, not really sure. Found you on Stitcher Radio. I was glad to see you're finally coming around on a double single action trigger. I've always kind of, shuddered in the past when you've kind of downplayed them, but glad you bought that new SIG and getting used to that type of trigger. I've had a P95 Ruger 9mm for a long time. That's one of my favorite guns. I've kind of been to carry all the time, but when I can't carry that, I like to carry a PPK Walther and a 380. And I love that double single action trigger. So, hey, it would be nice if you could come up to Roanoke someday and maybe put on a class for us there. We're about 20 miles southwest of Fort Wayne. We have a range there within 2 miles of the house, Hillside Shooting Sports. Unfortunately, they don't have a very big outside pistol range, but they've just built a brand new range here in the last year. If you guys could come up there sometime, why, I'm only 2 miles from there and possibly be able to put you guys up for the couple days of a class and kind of save you on your expenses for a hotel there. So been following you here for a long time, Bob, and the trials that you've went through personally and here recently with the passing of your wife. Certainly our sympathy is with you and your son over this. And it's always good to hear you express your faith. I know that's what's brought you through all this. So take care, Bob. Hope to see you sometime. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, Jim. Glad you called in. You are correct. My faith is what's gotten me through all of the challenges. You know, a lot of people have asked me, Bob, how do you keep on doing what you're doing given what you went through? You know, fighting cancer and beating that and dealing with your wife with a terminal illness, ALS, and so forth. And how do you keep doing that and working and podcasting? Folks, it ain't me. It's my faith in God. That's what it is. And, you know, I don't mind talking about this. I am not ashamed to talk about my faith in God, my faith in Jesus Christ, because I am a Christian. And I've actually had people criticize me for talking about that on this show. And hey, you know what? I expect that. I expect criticism. Thank God we have religious freedom in this country. And we have the First Amendment right to talk about it. And you don't have to listen to this podcast. Anyway, this is not a podcast about preaching. It's not a podcast about religion. But I wanted to throw that in there since Jim addressed it. He also talked about the double action, single action triggers. Yeah, I'm reversing my position on that. You know, years ago, I used to kind of, well, not years ago, even all the way up until I bought the Sig Sauer Legion P229. I thought, you know what, man, the double action, single action trigger just doesn't do it for me. I just could not get used to it. Couldn't get used to making that transition. If you have a good trigger system on a gun like that, it's really not so bad. So I changed my mind on that. I reserve the right to change my mind, folks, and I have no problem changing my mind or even admitting if I was a little incorrect about something. In this case, I'm just changing my mind. If you get good and you practice just like anything else, Just like people who own a 1911, if you practice with it and train with it, if you own a double action, single action gun, you practice and you train with it, it's just fine. So, Jim, good voicemail. Thank you very much. Now, regarding training, I'm not going to be doing any teaching in 2018. People know that if they've been listening to the last few episodes. Not doing any instructing in 2018, focusing solely on improving myself as a shooter. Just got back from an IDPA match. I'm going to talk about that here before this episode ends. I'm also signed up for Defensive Pistol Skills Level 2 with KR Training. In the previous segment, I talked about the first defensive pistol class I took. Now I'm going to go to Defensive Pistol 2, October 7th. I'll probably be returning back to Carl Wren's range to take a low light class, although it's not going to be this next one coming up. I can't stay for the whole day on Saturday. And I'll be taking a couple of other training classes probably before the year is over and doing a lot of competition. I want to improve my skills both in defensive pistol skills and in competition shooting skills, because both have a big value to offer. Jim, thanks again for calling in that terrific voicemail. Once again, folks, the number is 210-646-1727. Okay, before I forget and go on to the next subject that I want to talk about, please remember I am looking for guest hosts for the Handgun World podcast while I am on a little bit of a sabbatical. I'm probably going to take about a month to maybe 6 weeks off. And I might not even wait until episode 450. A couple of you have already emailed me and said that you've got some ideas and you'd like to record some things. All you have to do is just record the topic matter. I'll pre-record the introduction and the conclusion. All you got to do is just record the topic, send it to me, and it can be any length, but really I would prefer it to be 30 minutes or less. And I think that would be terrific. But I might not wait till episode 450. What I might do is starting on December 1st, I may just take about 6 week break over the Christmas holidays and part of the new year just to get away for a while and think about things and think about what I need to do next with my life. I'm not quitting the podcast. The podcast will continue. I'll keep doing the Handgun World podcast, but I think you understand. So if you're interested, send me an email, handgunworld@gmail.com. All right, I shot IDPA today, Texas Tactical, in the San Antonio area at Cedar Ridge Range in Balverde, Texas. What a great match. Five stages. This is one of the most fun matches that I have shot in years. The match director did a great job with this. Great job. Got to shoot from a vehicle, which I don't get a chance to do that very often. They had an old Toyota pickup, a really old one. We shot out of it, out of both windows of the Toyota pickup, and then we exited the vehicle and shot again through a window area at targets, then had to retreat sort of and shoot over the top of the bed, the cargo bed of the truck at a target with barrels all around us, and then shoot around the vehicle. So that was good stuff. Boy, that really, you know, makes a huge difference in your shooting and how you approach things. And yeah, well, that was a lot of fun. Also, some good moving targets today that we shot at. One stage in particular where we had to do a lot of running. I mean, that was really something. And, you know, and depending on what you're physically capable of, I mean, you just kind of move the way you can move. But if you really want to get a good time, you basically got to run about 12 yards on one of these stages, 12 to 15 yards, which, you know, that underscores the need for staying physically fit, ladies and gentlemen. This is all part of self-defense, staying physically fit. You know, we talk so much about the guns because, after all, this is the Handgun World podcast, right? So we're going to talk about handguns. I guess I'd be remiss if I didn't talk enough about staying physically fit. My son and I go to the gym now 4 days a week for 30 minutes each workout. And it's making a big difference. It's making a huge difference. We've been doing that now for about 6 weeks. And it makes a massive difference. So this is all part of your self-defense skills. How fit are you? That's very important because you never know when you might engage in a fight with somebody for maybe 30 seconds to a minute. And fight somebody for 30 seconds to a minute once. Just do that All out is as much as you can do. Now, I'm not talking about punching, unless you want to, unless you want to put on the right kind of pads and start going after each other. But even kind of just, you know, grapple with somebody for 30 minutes to 60 seconds straight. You're going to get tired. You're going to get tired. Or how about sprint 15 yards and then try to accurately shoot your gun? Makes a big difference. So we did that today in this IDPA match. It was really good. Lots of fun. Well, you know, one thing I wanted to say is, you know, it's still kind of hot here in South Texas. It's always hard for me in September to deal with this 95-degree weather. You guys know I'm a Yankee, right? I was born in New York City and raised most of my young life in Wisconsin. So I'm not used to 95-degree weather in September, even as long as I've lived in Texas. But it's been pretty hot, and it was about 95 out there today. And most of the shooters were not wearing concealment. I was. I have one of these Columbia shirts, and I left it untucked, and it's real cool in the summer. I've even got a T-shirt on, and I shot my Glock 34 today, and I concealed it. I concealed it. I worked from concealment. Maybe it might have cost me a little bit of time, but my primary purpose for going to competition matches is so I can practice a lot of what I already know. It's a great chance to practice. It does really sharpen up your gun handling skills a lot, and it sharpens up your ability to shoot fast and accurate and how to get to that point to be able to do that. But I saw a lot of people gaming it big time and not using concealment. You know, the match director told us all that it was optional. There was probably 45 shooters there, and maybe there were 6 or 7. Okay, I'll be generous. Maybe there were 10 out of the 45 shooters that were actually using some type of concealment garment. I encourage you to do that, but it sure was a lot of fun to do that today. It's going to be my goal for the rest of this year and probably all of next year to get to at least 2 competition matches per month. I could shoot every single Saturday if I wanted to. I could shoot some kind of a competition, and even on Sundays. Of course, I don't like to shoot much on Sundays. I don't like to give up my Sundays unless I'm teaching a class, which I'm not going to be doing anymore now for a while, for about a year and 3 months. So it's really something, folks, and that's my goal. That's what I'm going to be doing, and of course, I'll be talking a lot about it. But good job, Mike Webb at Texas Tactical today. He didn't actually design all the stages. I can't remember who did, but if you're listening, you know, I'm not going to mention him by name because I don't have the permission to, but if you're listening, great job, sir, on the stage designs. Whew, there was a lot of fun. I mean, everything was challenging, everything. And that's what I really like. I mean, really getting really challenged. That's what's a lot of fun. If you don't shoot competition, you know, folks, I don't know how for $25 and about 100 rounds of ammo, I don't know how you can find a better deal out there. Seriously. For $25 and about 100 rounds of ammunition, there is not much of a better deal than competition shooting. And no, it won't get you killed in the streets like all the garbage that you hear. There are some bad habits. There are some bad habits that you can pick up in competition. All you got to do is go to one good training class by a good defensive handgun instructor, and they'll break you of the bad habits. So, the gun handling skills that you get from competition and the ability to shoot fast and shoot accurately, I think those are the two major benefits. Pick something, IDPA, USPSA, AASA, whatever it is that you want, and go shoot it. And I'll tell you what, if you don't have an incredible amount of fun, then call me and send me some hate mail or send me a negative voicemail message. But try it. I think you're going to like it. Okay, that's all for episode 430, folks. I appreciate you listening. I'm Bob Main. I carry a gun because I can't carry a cop. This is the Handgun World Podcast. Remember, the loudest sound that a shooter hears is a bang when he's expecting a click, or a click when he's expecting a bang. Read your Bible every day and shoot straight and shoot safe.
How can people be so blind?